Now he said to his people in verse 14, "For these nations which thou shalt possess hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners, but as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do." In other words, these nations are being judged because of this, and they're being removed from the land because of that. He moves on now, and he's going to give the test for a real prophet. We're delighted we can come to this now. Verse 15, "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken." Now, they were to listen to God's prophets. Why? Well, because they were telling the truth to begin with. That was primary. That's basic. But the second reason is it would prepare them to listen to the final messenger, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are those that raise the question, why doesn't God reveal himself today? My friend, in the person of Jesus Christ, God put the period at the end of the sentence. God put the quotation marks at the end of the paragraph. God wrote finis at the end of the book. This is the end. He hasn't any more to say to this world than he said in Jesus Christ. And we are to hear him. He says, "Unto him ye shall hearken." You shall listen to him. And that voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." You listen to him. Listen to what he has to say. He has the final word. And I would say to believers today that the Lord Jesus Christ is God's ultimate, God's full, and God's final revelation to man. And that is what Moses, way back at the beginning, is saying here.